The company wanting to buy the Maari oil field off the coast of Taranaki believes there's three times more oil left to extract than official estimates. Opponents of the sale say that's further evidence the deal is not viable and warn taxpayers could be left with the clean-up bill if it goes ahead. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
Singapore-based company Jadestone Energy has a deal to buy OMV's 69% stake in Maari for $75 million. But it's emerged the two companies' estimates of the remaining reserves in the oil field are miles apart. In July, OMV estimated proved reserves at 3.3 million barrels, plus more than a million probable. However, at its announcement of the Maari deal in November last year, Jadestone estimated proved plus probable reserves at 13.9 million barrels, over 300% more than OMV. The Austrian-based company's proved plus probable plus possible estimate is only 5.7 million barrels. That's got climate justice Taranaki researcher Catherine Chung concerned.
Yes, we're extremely nervous about that. How much can we believe when OMV's been working here for so many years? Surely they understand the reserve far better than Jadestone, who's not even here.
New Zealand Petroleum and Minerals is currently evaluating the application to transfer the permit. As part of that process, Jadestone must show it has the financial capability to operate the field, including paying decommissioning costs. Ms. Chung says Jadestone's business model involves finding efficiencies which might not be there.
The Maari field is very old. If this company is going to cut costs, is it even safe to leave it to their hands operating? And then at the end of it, would it make enough money to undertake responsible decommissioning work? We doubt very much.
The chief executive of Jadestone, Paul Blakely, isn't worried. He says it's common for there to be a disparity between what the seller and the buyer estimate reserves to be.
The single largest reason is because the buyer intends to invest in the asset, whereas the seller typically is looking not to invest, but of course to divest. And so for a period of time, they haven't diligently spent money on the asset with a view to its long-term future because they don't have a long-term future. They want to sell the asset.
Mr. Blakely says OMV's reserves estimate is out of date and doesn't reflect the performance of Maari since pressure maintenance work was done in 2018. He says Maari's performance meets Jadestone's expectations and has been independently verified. Mr. Blakely anticipates that targeted investment will make the oil field a good earner for his company.
With some what we call coil tube drilling that can be done from the existing wellhead platform, requiring no drilling rig to be brought in, and with a relatively modest amount of activity, we have no difficulty seeing the potential for 10 years remaining life at Maari.
Jadestone estimates the net future value of its stake in Maari is about $250 million after accounting for decommissioning costs. The Ministry for Business, Innovation and Employment, which is overseeing the permit transfer, estimates decommissioning Maari will cost between $100 and $200 million. The ministry says it would be inappropriate for it to comment on the disparity in reservoir estimates while that process is ongoing. OMV says confidentiality provisions also restrict its ability to comment, but adds that that should not be interpreted as indicating any concern. Any transfer of permit will also require the final sign-off from Energy and Resources Minister Megan Woods. I Taranaki, mo te hōtaka o te atu nei, ko Robin Martin Ho.